European Commission has launched an investigation into Czech state-controlled energy giant ČEZ on suspicion that the power company has been blocking rivals from the domestic wholesale market. Should the investigation find ČEZ guilty of abusing its dominant market position to undermine its competitors, the energy giant may face fines of up to 10% of its global turnover. This penalty, which has been effective in enforcing energy market liberalization across the EU, could force ČEZ to sell part of its assets. In November 2009, as part of the investigation, regulators raided ČEZ and its business partner J&T.
Self-employed individuals may profit from a planned overhaul of the pension insurance system, which is part of the second phase of the pension reform. The bill, which has been tabled in Parliament and is now set to undergo the legislative approval process, seeks to introduce a second pillar pension fund, along with making significant changes to the existing supplementary pension system. Under the new legislation, self-employed individuals who pay 6.5% of their monthly income towards their pension insurance could opt to pay up to 3% of what they make into a private rather than into the state-subsidized pension fund. As a consequence, they would be among those least affected by planned cuts of 15% to state-financed pensions. By contrast, regular employees can only opt to have 10% of what their employer pays into their pension insurance fund transferred to a private savings plan.
The Czech Parliament has approved a bill that will eliminate advertising on the main public television channel ČT1 as well as the news channel ČT24 starting January 1, 2012. Two other public TV channels, ČT2 and ČT4, will be able to devote 0.5% of their airtime to commercials. While ČT2, which features many cultural programs, will be required to send its ad revenue to the State Culture Fund, the sports channel ČT4 will have to invest its advertising proceeds into the production of sports programming. The two biggest commercial TV stations, TV Nova and TV Prima, oppose advertisements on either channel. The bill will now be debated in the Senate. In 2010, Czech TV's proceeds from advertising accounted for 530 million of the channel's 7.3 billion crown profit.
Czech tennis star and recent Wimbledon women's singles winner Petra Kvitová has increased her earning potential significantly from tens of millions to hundreds of millions of Czech crowns. Her marketing manager Miroslav Černoušek told the online version of the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. He added that companies are now fighting to get the young tennis player, who recently renewed her contract with US sports company Nike. Petra Kvitová has also agreed to lend her face to a marketing campaign for the Czech state-controlled energy company ČEZ, which signed a deal with her on the spot in London after her Wimbledon final. Currently, the tennis star has sponsorship and marketing deals with the American tennis racket company Wilson, Swiss watchmaker Ulysse Nardin, and the Romanian clothes company Stahlmann.
The regional brewery Sviane increased its profits by 56% to a record of 261 million Czech crowns in 2010. The largest brewery of the Liberec region produced 437,000 hectoliters of beer in 2010, still only about a third of the national brewing giant Budvar's output of 1.25 million hectoliters in the same year. Yet Budvar saw profits of only 174.2 million Czech crowns, significantly lower than Sviane's. Its market share dropped by 5% year on year. While Sviane was able to increase its production by 13% in 2010, overall Czech beer production dropped by 8% year on year. Sviane is part of the LIF group, which also owns the Rohozec and Primator breweries.
According to the Daily Pravo, Czechs pay overpriced rates for their mobile phone services. Citing expert analysis as well as an internet poll of 24,000 mobile phone users, the Daily writes that three mobile phone operators on the Czech market charge rates that on average are 20% higher than those in neighbouring countries. Outside of the Czech Republic, unlimited text messaging is not unusual and relatively cheap, while this service can cost a few thousand crowns with most Czech operators, the Daily writes. In addition, mobile phones are also sold at much steeper prices in the Czech Republic than abroad. According to Pravo's internet poll, about 50% of Czech mobile phone users believe they have been subject to overbilling by their operator in the past. Only 17% responded that they have filed a complaint regarding their phone bill before.